Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 24, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BitGo is bringing DeFi-friendly wrapped Bitcoin to the Tron blockchain. Ex-Pantera partner's new crypto fund is not for the faint of heart. Climate startup Nori raises $4 million to solve carbon market double spending. Ocean Protocol and Balancer want to do for data what Uniswap did for coins. Bitcoin in Africa. Fast Bitcoin's partners with FlexiPin to expand global footprint. First mover, Federal Reserve, Congress play game of chicken over stimulus as market lurches. Blockchain Bytes, Maker DAO's do or die moment, Bitcoin in Africa, dollar trends up. Now let's get started. BitGo is bringing DeFi-friendly wrapped Bitcoin to the Tron blockchain. Tron, the blockchain launched in 2017 by former Ripple devotee Justin Sun, has entered a strategic alliance with custody specialists BitGo. The partnership will bring BitGo's wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC, into the Tron ecosystem as a TRC20 token. The token is backed roughly 1-to-1 by Bitcoin deposited by users at BitGo Trust, a qualified custodian in the U.S. The introduction of WBTC plus a newly created wrapped Ether token from BitGo is meant to help fuel the incipient decentralized finance DeFi ecosystem on Tron. WBTC has been a key driver in the growth of DeFi on Ethereum. Note, BitGo has nothing to do with the existing wrapped Ether, WETH, token used widely in Ethereum DeFi applications. Tron founder Sun said the move will help sidestep surging transaction fees on the Ethereum blockchain. Everyone may now use their BTC ETH to enjoy all the benefits of the Tron DeFi ecosystem without the high gas fees on Ethereum, Sun said in a statement. Sun also pointed to a service similar to Uniswap on Tron called JustSwap, which he said has achieved $100 million 24-hour volumes since it was launched about a month ago. BitGo CEO Mike Belshi said WBTC has seen tremendous growth in concert with DeFi's boom. Our new strategic alliance with Tron creates even greater opportunities for users to expand to other chains and tokenize their BTC on the Tron DApp ecosystem while transacting at a lower cost and faster speed, Belshi said in a statement. Ex-Pantera partner's new crypto fund is not for the faint of heart. Paul Brodsky, a former partner at storied crypto investment firm Pantera Capital, has left to launch a hedge fund aimed at volatility plays across cryptocurrencies and traditional assets. Brodsky's new fund, Postmodern Partners, will open in 2021 with a focus on high-risk, high-return blockchain investment opportunities, according to a source familiar with the matter. It will be open only to accredited investors and only those, the source said, who can stomach potentially heavy market dips. The fund's launch comes 3 years after Brodsky joined Pantera. Leaning on Brodsky's traditional portfolio management chops, CEO Dan Moorhead had tapped the former derivatives trader in October 2017 to lead his crypto VC's investor outreach. But even back then, regulatory filings indicate that Brodsky, a founder and chief of multiple funds, was laying the groundwork for an eventual pivot back to asset management. He first registered Postmodern Partners GP LLC with FINRA in early 2017. The Postmodern that Brodsky is now preparing to lead will trade in highly liquid asset classes of all kinds with a special focus on high growth, volatile cryptocurrencies, according to organizational documents obtained by CoinDesk. That means shying away from a Bitcoin-heavy portfolio, the documents said. Postmodern asserted that Bitcoin is too easily accessible, its derivatives market too established and its network too energy demanding to offer massive investor upside. We believe there are greater scaling opportunities in proof-of-stake tokens, the documents state, while leaving open the possibility of investing in Bitcoin for near-term upside. Pantera's Bitcoin fund rallied by over 10,000% since its late 2013 launch. Postmodern's refusal to embrace Bitcoin indicates Brodsky is on the hunt for the eye-popping returns that Bitcoin can no longer deliver. Such a calculus on the market leading crypto clashes with the long on Bitcoin mantra sloshing around some corners of Wall Street. Michael Saylor, whose publicly traded business intelligence firm MicroStrategy put its $425 million treasury reserve into BTC this month, publicly touts the sprawling network as a strength. But Postmodern is playing for capital accumulation rather than capital preservation, the source said. It's for accredited investors looking to place risky bets on volatile crypto assets with the alluring yet hardly assured potential of extremely high returns. It's not for the faint of heart, the source said. Climate startup Nori raises $4 million to solve carbon market double spending. Climate change startup Nori has been funded to build a blockchain-based market for carbon credits that will start by paying farmers to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. Announced Thursday, the Seattle-based startup closed a $4 million funding round, which included Placeholder, North Island Ventures, and Tenacious Ventures. A large, unnamed agribusiness also invested in the round, according to Nori CEO Paul Gamble. The firm, which was part of 2019's Techstars sustainability program, previously closed a $1.3 million pre-seed round in December. The funds will be used to expand the team and onboard more carbon removal suppliers, i.e. farmers, the company said in a statement, laying the foundations for an industrial-grade carbon marketplace. The same way that blockchains prevent the double spending of digital coins, so too can they solve the double counting problem in the carbon offset market. The first generation of carbon markets, though well-intentioned, led to the selling of carbon credits over and over again, while really it's the same ton of CO2 being traded every time. The idea is to build a carbon removal marketplace that makes it really simple for people to pay for carbon dioxide that's being removed from the atmosphere in a verifiable way, Gamble said in an interview. Green blockchain. Step one for Nori is about working with farmers, who can remove carbon from the air and sequester it in the soil by adopting more sustainable farming practices. This part of the Nori project is not really blockchain intensive, said Gamble. It's more of a traditional software and data challenge to really improve the way in which we're quantifying and verifying the carbon, he said, adding, right now we're able to sell carbon for cash, so no tokens are involved. The next stage of the roadmap will involve building out a forward market in addition to our spot market, and integrating a token into that. And so the forward market will be an auction-based concept. And that's where price discovery will happen. The idea is that when a farmer removes CO2 from the atmosphere, and then that gets verified, they are issued a Nori Carbon Removal Ton (NRT) electronic certificate stored on the blockchain, which they can then sell to buyers in exchange for one Nori token. One token is always worth one ton, but the price of the token will fluctuate based on supply and demand, Gamble explained. The true price discovery is happening on the Nori token, and then the carbon is immediately retired, which is carbon market language, meaning that the buyer owns it forever, said Gamble. The carbon removal certificate takes the form of an Ethereum-based non-fungible token that is non-transferable. In other words, Nori is transparently separating the trading part, so that the carbon is retired immediately, and then a token, representing one future ton of CO2 removed, is traded as a commodity. The funding is one of Placeholder's first investments that bridges the gap between crypto and the real world, said Chris Bernaski, a partner at the blockchain-focused VC firm. With Nori, farmers can adopt regenerative practices like planting cover crops in empty fields over the winter and get paid for doing so, as the same process that rejuvenates the soil also sequesters carbon, Bernaski said in a statement, adding, In pursuit of an elegant solution to a tough problem, Nori has employed a host of cutting-edge technologies, including blockchains, to account for and audit the carbon-backed assets produced by farmers. Ocean Protocol and Balancer want to do for data what Uniswap did for coins. Some tricks of the trade employed by today's booming decentralized finance DeFi platforms are being used for a completely new paradigm, decentralized data marketplaces. Announced Thursday, blockchain-based data monetization startup Ocean Protocol is teaming up with Balancer Labs to create the first automated market maker, AMM, for data. Ocean Protocol is about helping people and businesses unlock data and monetize it, spreading the benefits of data and AI beyond the handful of organizations that hoard, control and get rich from it. Creating efficient data marketplaces is really the linchpin of this, according to Ocean founder Trent McConaughey. Thus the collaboration with Balancer. Many people have tried to build data marketplaces in the past, but have been held back by issues of privacy and control. With blockchain and compute to data, Ocean is addressing this, McConaughey said in an interview. So our goal is to unlock this data economy with data marketplaces, connecting the buyers and sellers of data. These can be individual humans, families, small companies, large companies, cities, nations, etc. Ethereum-based Ocean creates data tokens, which can represent a particular dataset, be it an individual's DNA or something much larger and more valuable, like all of Daimler's self-driving car data. The tokens act as an on-ramp to the data, which is stored elsewhere. The second part of the puzzle is establishing a marketplace where this tokenized data can be discovered, priced and traded using Ocean's native token, Ocean, or other cryptos like Ether, ETH, or DAI. Pricing data is hard. Now, with the third version of Ocean, McConaughey has concluded AMMs like Uniswap do the job best. Unlike an auction-based approach, AMMs continue to price throughout the asset's lifetime. And unlike order books, they don't need a lot of upfront liquidity and a double coincidence of wants. As such, AMMs, which have been instrumental in DeFi's $13 billion ascent, can be thought of as robots that are always ready to buy or sell. The Balancer pool functions as a self-balancing weighted portfolio and price sensor, which means it behaves like an index fund. If a given asset out or underperforms, it is respectively sold or bought to keep its value share of the total portfolio constant. But this is done in a decentralized manner without human intervention. This is basically what DeFi application Uniswap does, but Balancer has the added advantage of allowing non-equal weights among tokens in the pool, e.g. 90/10 versus 50/50. That means someone with lots of data tokens can offer these without having to tie up a great deal of Ocean tokens or other cryptos. Ocean, liquidity mining for the people. McConaughey pointed to a trend where people are launching things on AMMs, and in the case of an Ocean data token pool, he has coined the term initial data offering, or EDO. Our community has been really loving this term and using it a lot internally, McConaughey said, adding, basically it's an example of liquidity mining for the people. Right now when people want to do liquidity mining on Balancer or other tools, they need to have assets. This works well for the whales, and it works even for some medium-sized folks, but the small guys are completely priced out because of gas prices. But we all have assets, as in our data assets. I have location data or whatever, and I am going to start putting it up there and see what happens as the price gets automatically discovered. On the subject of the high gas costs associated with deploying pools on Balancer, the Ocean partnership has led to a useful tweak of Balancer pool contracts to use the ERC-1167 proxy pattern to reduce those costs. The idea of having millions of different tokens and pools wasn't viable with today's gas prices on Ethereum, so it's very nice the way we have extended Balancer to make it cheap for the creation of new data pools, said Balancer Labs CEO Fernando Martinelli, adding, it doesn't cost a lot for someone to just put up their location data or their DNA data. It's great because it's shown us the need to create more efficient markets, something that's going to be addressed in our version 2. Bitcoin in Africa, Fast Bitcoin's partners with FlexiPin to expand global footprint. Fast Bitcoins has partnered with prepaid voucher giant FlexiPin to increase its global footprint, while at the same time accessing mobile money providers in 14 countries in Africa, where demand for crypto is growing. Announced Thursday, the deal with FlexiPin, a subsidiary of ASX-listed payments company Novati, expands Fast Bitcoin's coverage to some 20,000 point-of-sale locations in Australia where FlexiPin is based, as well as across Canada and Europe. FlexiPin caters to users who want to make online payments without using credit or debit cards. But in addition to improving the security and privacy of online spending, the service is about enabling many of the unbanked population worldwide to purchase goods and services using an alternate method of payment, according to the company's website. The big one for me, personally, is we can accept mobile money payments in 14 countries in Africa, said Fast Bitcoin's CEO Danny Brewster. So, users in places like Kenya or Uganda can use M-Pesa or Mountain Pay on their mobile phone to buy a FlexiPin voucher which is then redeemed for Bitcoin via us. We charge only 4.5%. The best price equivalent on, say, Paxful, charges 40%. That's all through this FlexiPin deal. There is an interesting shift in position here. A few years back, when M-Pesa was establishing a veritable monopoly in Kenya, its owners Vodafone and Safaricom were very resistant to any interoperability with Bitcoin on the grounds of anti-money laundering, AML, concerns. Today, the regulatory and AML environment surrounding Bitcoin is a far throw from what it was in 2013 and 2014, said Brewster. Also, our agreement with a publicly traded company like FlexiPin provides leverage with all sorts of partnerships. M-Pesa did not return requests for comment by press time. Rather like mobile money itself, which grew out of a hack where users traded mobile minutes as a form of cash, prepaid cards and gift cards have become popular in Africa, where they can be exchanged for Bitcoin on peer-to-peer platforms like Paxful. The redemption codes of cards purchased in places like Canada, for example, can be sent to relatives in Africa who then exchange these for Bitcoin. The likes of local Bitcoins have banned gift cards because of the regulatory challenges, but Paxful says it has gone to some effort to continue supporting this channel since the vast majority of these transactions are legitimate and offer more access to the financial system for unbanked users. Asked if FlexiPin vouchers could be used in a similar way by African users of Fast Bitcoins, Brewster said, "As long as the recipient has their account open with us, they can do that." For its part, London-based Fast Bitcoins has an application underway for registration with the UK's Financial Conduct Authority in line with Europe's fifth anti-money laundering directive and has also signed up with government body AUSTRAC, Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre. Brewster explained that Fast Bitcoin's approval involves some Know Your Customer (KYC) checks, such as providing a driver's license or passport, while doing the best to preserve customer privacy. The voucher is just the mechanism for transferring fiat to our platform. The AML KYC is no different to any other exchange platform as per the regulatory environment of the countries we operate within, he said. As a company, we take those responsibilities seriously but also balance that with the onus placed onto the customer and their experience when using our service to ensure they only provide what is absolutely necessary. Since 2016, FlexiPin has become the leader in prepaid vouchers used at cryptocurrency exchanges globally, FlexiPin operations manager Effie Dimitropoulos said in a statement. FlexiPin is happy to be a new funding method on the Fast Bitcoin site, she said. Every day, consumers around the world use FlexiPin to purchase their first cryptocurrency and many more use it to add to their holdings. FlexiPin is continually expanding its distribution network with thousands of online and offline locations being added regularly. First mover, Federal Reserve, Congress play game of chicken over stimulus as market lurches. It's becoming clear just how hooked investors have become on dollars injected into the economy by the U.S. government and Federal Reserve. Just take a look at what happened on Wall Street this week as the Republican-led U.S. Senate shifted its focus to confirming a new Supreme Court justice, and away from the passage of a new fiscal stimulus package. The Standard & Poor's 500 index fell 2.4% Wednesday, wiping out gains for the year and putting the U.S. stocks gauge on track for its worst month since March. The market continues to reevaluate its previously very optimistic stance on the status of global risks out there. Ben Randall, senior FX strategist at BofA Securities in New York, told Reuters. The simplest takeaway is that the lack of fresh stimulus is negative for economic growth, and therefore bad for corporate earnings and stocks. The diminishing chances for a new package prompted Ian Shepherdson, chief economist for the forecasting firm Pantheon Macroeconomics, to slash his forecast for fourth quarter U.S. growth to 4% from 10%. Without more money injected into the economy, consumer spending will be lower than previously expected. It's just not possible for consumption to continue at its current pace in the absence of a much bigger income replacement program, Shepherdson wrote. Bitcoin, which recently has shown a high correlation with stocks, has sold off this week as well, showing that most investors still prefer cash in a flight to safety. Crypto has been unable to shake its recent correlation to the S&P, Micah Ursling, a trader at the cryptocurrency firm GSR, wrote in an emailed comment. The cryptocurrency is still sitting on a 42% gain for the year, and indeed digital assets were ranked this week by Bloomberg News as the world's top-performing investment category. As headlines trumpeting new stock market highs in the mainstream financial press start to fade, Bitcoin might get a second look from investors on the prowl for an alternative to traditional assets. One clear theme is just how unified top Federal Reserve officials are in harping on Congress to provide a new fiscal stimulus package, even as such efforts prove increasingly futile. A Bloomberg article on Wednesday recounted how not just Fed Chair Jerome Powell but a parade of top officials from the central bank's Chicago, Boston and Cleveland branches used public appearances to clamor for more fiscal aid. The upshot is that any new stimulus in the near term is going to have to come from the Fed itself, which already has cut interest rates close to zero and is currently printing about $120 billion a month to buy U.S. Treasuries and government-backed mortgages. Mary Daly, who heads the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, said Wednesday that central bank economists won't know it's time to start tightening monetary policy until higher inflation actually shows up. The Federal Reserve has already printed about $3 trillion of new money this year, expanding its balance sheet by about three quarters, which has encouraged cryptocurrency analysts in their assertions that Bitcoin stands to benefit as an inflation hedge. A new round of stimulus to staunch the losses on Wall Street might bolster demand for inflation hedges, which might get Bitcoin prices going up again. That could help cement crypto's lead in the 2020 asset class rankings, which in turn would probably lure in even more buyers. Bitcoin has bounced up to $10,400 from Wednesday's low of $10,150. The cryptocurrency, however, may have a tough time maintaining the bullish momentum with the US dollar showing signs of life. The dollar index DXY, which tracks the greenback's value against major fiat currencies, is trading at two-month highs above 94. Bitcoin had been one of the biggest beneficiaries of the dollar's sell-off this summer. Bitcoin will likely follow further downside together with precious metals given the DXY breakout, Matthew Dibb, co-founder and COO of Stack, a provider of cryptocurrency trackers and funds, told CoinDesk. Blockchain bites, maker DAO's do-or-die moment, Bitcoin in Africa, dollar trends up. Maker DAO has voted not to compensate victims of the Black Thursday flash crash. A former Pantera partner is launching a new crypto-focused hedge fund and Bitcoin may be headed to the doldrums as the US dollar rises. Top-shelf decentralized governance Maker DAO will not compensate victims of March 12's Black Thursday flash crash that left some of the decentralized finance DeFi platform's investors out $8.33 million, according to a vote that closed Tuesday. Large MKR holders dominated the vote as only 38 unique votes, 8.74% of MKR holders, were cast, CoinDesk's Will Foxley reports. In March, market-making bots exploited a flaw and were able to buy ETH at near $0 prices, as the entire crypto market tanked, thereby liquidating many collateral positions. Investors lobbied the community for partial compensation denominated in the platform's MKR governance token. The Maker community had initially voted in early April to refund sunken investors. Data Markets taking cues for DeFi. Ocean Protocol has teamed with Balancer Labs to create the first automated market maker, AMM, for data. Our goal is to unlock this data economy with data marketplaces, connecting the buyers and sellers of data. These can be individual humans, families, small companies, large companies, cities, nations, etc., Ocean founder Trent McConaughey said. The decentralized market approach aims to make pricing data easier by allowing anyone to discover, price and trade using a variety of cryptos like Ocean's native token, Ocean, or other cryptos like Ether, ETH, or DAI. Global South JBS, the biggest meat packer globally by sales, plans to use blockchain technology to stem deforestation caused by cattle suppliers in the Amazon. The Brazilian company will monitor all of its meat suppliers on a blockchain system by 2025, saying current monitoring efforts enable its suppliers further down the chain to potentially launder meat from cattle raised on illegally cleared ground. Meanwhile, to the north, Venezuela has legalized crypto mining but only under the direction of the government. All mining activities must be registered and carried out through an official national digital mining pool, a centralized pool that will keep the government in control of disbursing profits. This comes as Iran continues to clamp down on crypto mining despite its citizens' growing reliance on the borderless technology. Banking the unbanked fast bitcoins has partnered with prepaid voucher giant FlexiPin to expand to 14 countries in Africa. Announced Thursday, the deal also expands fast bitcoin's coverage to some 20,000 point of sale locations in Australia where FlexiPin is based, as well as across Canada and Europe. FlexiPin caters to users who want to make online payments without using credit or debit cards. It also supports mobile money payments in Africa, opening the possibility of exchanging prepaid vouchers for Bitcoin and accessing the larger global financial system. Fintech, meet Crypto Visa's global fintech lead, Terry Angelos, told Forbes cryptocurrency companies had shown a significant interest in working with them. And them. Visa is currently onboarding 25 crypto companies, at various stages of development, through its fast-track program and other methods. This is in addition to other major firms like Coinbase, Visa is working with. Meanwhile, Coinbase announced it has hired former executives from Venmo, Adobe and Google to VP roles on its product, engineering, and design and research teams. At stake Bitcoin returns? For early Bitcoin investors, like those at the Maverick hedge fund Pantera Capital, heart-pounding returns may seem like a thing of the past. Founded in 2003 by Dan Moorhead, Pantera was originally focused on global macro hedge fund investments. A decade later, the firm switched its focus exclusively to the world of crypto. This appears to have been an auspicious move. Its first Bitcoin fund, opened in late 2013, has rallied by over 10,000%. Such returns on BTC now appear beyond the pale. MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor has sunk close to $500 million of his firm's treasury into Bitcoin, not as a venture investment, but as a means to beat inflation. He told CoinDesk's Danny Nelson that MicroStrategy is prepared to hold BTC for the next 100 years. Paul Brodsky, a former partner at Pantera Capital, also appears skeptical that Bitcoin will see another breakout rally. He believes that Bitcoin is too easily accessible, its derivatives market too established and its network too energy demanding to offer massive investor upside. Though he hasn't soured on crypto broadly. Brodsky is opening a new hedge fund, called Postmodern Partners, aimed at volatility plays across cryptocurrencies and traditional assets. Set to open in 2021, the fund is seeking high-risk, high-return blockchain investment opportunities, CoinDesk's Nelson reports. While it isn't clear precisely what assets might have Brodsky's eye, Postmodern's organizational documents read, "We believe there are greater scaling opportunities in proof-of-stake tokens." Market intel. Dollar-led doldrums. The US dollar is showing signs of life and a continued breakout could weigh over Bitcoin, which surged amid the greenback's sharp sell-off this summer. Bitcoin BTC is currently trading at $10,320, up nearly 2% from Wednesday's low of $10,140. The dollar index DXY, which tracks the greenback's value against major fiat currencies, has broken above its two-month-long range of 92.00 to 94.00. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbal reports the dollar and Bitcoin, like other assets including gold, and increasingly stocks, are inversely correlated, meaning a rise in one might cause a downside in the other. TechPod Version 2 Parity Technologies has released the second version of its blockchain building kit, Substrate 2.0, CoinDesk's Will Foxley reports. The new release gives developers additional tools to customize a blockchain precisely for your application or business logic, a blog post reads. Parity Technologies is the developer of the Polkadot blockchain with ambitions for developing a Web 3.0, undergirded by a meshing of various blockchains running on a tooling kit called Substrate. The latest code update includes 70 composable modules for blockchain architects to build and modules to bring off-chain data onto the blockchain. Podcast Corner Incentive Loops Corey Hofstein, Chief Investment Officer of Quantitative Research and Investment Fund Newfound Research LLC, joins the latest episode of The Breakdown to discuss how the Federal Reserve, passive investing and volatility correlated strategies have joined to create a market incentive loop that is causing markets to aggressively react to exogenous shocks. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.